Now here's our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Well, there's a lot of snow coming in from Great Barrington. It was a lot worse in the hills than once I got down to the lowlands here in Albany. But I have to tell you, it was slippery out there, and there was a lot of, you know, slow goings.
And today, a busy news day. We've got all sorts of things happening. Of course, yesterday, Preet Bharara was in town, and he was at WAMC's The Linda.
Well, you know, it's always tough when you meet your heroes. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy is a hero because he's had all kinds of guts to take on, those people who did business as usual. I asked him, I said, you know, you expand the law. He said, nope, I enforce it. And he said, perhaps we've connected the dots a little bit better than people in the past. But the law was always there. It was just a matter of whether or not people were going to use it and use it correctly. And pointed out that two unanimous juries had convicted both Dean Skelos and Shelley Silver, and it didn't seem, and they did it in fast time. He really did wag his finger a little bit. By the way, I really liked him. I thought he was very funny. He wagged his finger a little bit when it came to those people who are basically enablers. You know, I've been writing about this, David, and talking about this for a long time. And that is, it's not enough to get elected to the legislature to keep your own skirts clean and then to say, I didn't steal. Everybody knew about some of the hanky-panky that was going on. And as Preet Bharara said yesterday, not one word. The silence was deafening. And I think his point is, if you see something, say something, and you have to have the guts to do that. I've known some very good people, David, who are around, who could not be corrupted personally, but who go along in order to get along. And I think that's his point. And I was extraordinarily impressed with him yesterday.
Yesterday, too, we had former Army Colonel and Republican Representative Chris Gibson moving closer to a run for New York governor, forming a committee so he could raise money for a possible campaign.
Well, here's a guy who has led troops, has taught at West Point, has a PhD, and has a real determination and brilliance about him. He's not afraid to cross party lines. He's not afraid to take on what looks like a very difficult task. He said so. Andrew Cuomo has raised, he says, over $16 million. He has none. That's the whole reason you're doing an exploratory committee, so that you can raise that money and do it legally. He's going around. He's talking in every county. Whether or not he can get the name recognition he needs is anybody's guess. But I can tell you this much, I see real determination there.
And then we have a political primary of great proportions
Indeed.
Coming up. And Bernie Sanders looks like he's inching ahead, or quite ahead in the case of New Hampshire, of Hillary Clinton.
Well, people in New Hampshire are feeling the burn, all right. The question is, when this one is over, and assuming that he does do very well there, what happens when he goes down, when the guy who calls himself a democratic socialist goes down to South Carolina? That's where we're going to see whether the Democrats in that state recognize the same thing others do, which is that there is income inequality and all of that that Bernie has been talking about. Or will they say, hey, this guy doesn't fit our model of somebody we want to be president?
And we have a Republican debate coming up again, I believe, next weekend.
Well, you know, it's always amusing and it's always amazing to see these guys destroying each other. Sometimes they used to say of the Democrats, they're always a circular firing squad. But boy, if I've ever seen one, this is it.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok.